So let's take a look at the export sector. To incentivize exports, exemptions are being applied on items such as embellishment, trimmings, fasteners, buttons, zippers, lining materials, specified leathers, furniture fittings, and packaging boxes that may be required by bona fide exporters of handicraft, textiles, and leather garments, leather footwear, and other specified goods. Duty is being reduced on certain imports required for shrimp aquaculture as to promote more of exports. We will now review the exemptions on project imports and capital goods. The National Capital Good Policy, established in 2016 to target at the doubling of the production of capital goods till 2025, which will in turn increase the economic activity and generate more employment. It has been observed that duty exemptions on various sectors have hindered the growth of the capital goods sector. Also, project import concessions have also deprived local producers of participating in activities like coal mining projects, power generation, transmission or distribution projects, railway, as well as metro projects. Accordingly, the following proposals have been proposed. It is proposed to gradually phase out the concessional rates of duty on capital goods and project imports and apply a moderate tariff of 7.5% to encourage the growth of domestic capital goods sector. Certain exemptions for advanced machineries that are not manufactured within the country shall continue. A few exemptions introduced on inputs like specialized castings, ball screw, and linear motion guide to encourage domestic manufacturing of capital goods. Let's take a look at the review of social welfare surcharges. Based on the review of levy of social welfare surcharge, certain specified tariff items are proposed to be exempted from the social welfare surcharge by amending notification number 11 of the year 2018, customs dated on the 2nd of February 2018.